Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So it's being reported that Jake Sullivan is urging Israel, or that the U.S. is urging Israel to stop the intensity of war, stop the intense war against Hamas, you know, kind of in time for the presidential election. Maybe just come right out and say it. Stop mincing words about that. Folks, wonderful to be with you this morning, of course. Kyle Warren with you, 949-842-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well, or if you'd like to pick up the live streams for the program. We've got the live streams there for TheAnswerTampa.com, also for GCN Live. And welcome to everybody, by the way, listening along the GCN network, and welcome to everybody listening, of course, on AM 860, The Answer, AM 930 as well. We've got a great hour ahead of us, and we've been having a couple of great hours already. And, of course, we're just finished talking at the top of the hour with Denise Simon. But guess what, folks? She is back. As always, she is back. And welcome back, Denise. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And don't forget, folks, of course, the website is founderscode.com. Well, Denise, you just heard me say there in the intro, it's being reported, I believe, Jake Sullivan, they're telling Israel, you know, tamp it down, get this done, because they know Biden's suffering politically.
Yeah. And what's pretty fascinating is that the war between Russia and Ukraine has been going on much longer, but they're not saying that, are they? You know, get this war over. When's the last time that Biden picked up the phone and called Putin and said we need a ceasefire?
No kidding.
We have a humanitarian crisis. We have hostages. They're kidnapping Ukrainian children, not only into Russia, but into Belarus. And so, you know, Kamala's putting pressure on Biden to tell Israel to be more sensitive to the Palestinians.
Right, and to be tougher.
Yeah, and we're sending food aid and water and blah, 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 all this stuff, medical stuff, through USAID into Gaza. Well, what are they doing, you know, about all the Ukrainians that were forced to leave the country? Remember that one? For days we saw, you know, thousands and thousands of Ukrainians that were leaving Ukraine because of the war, to places, Poland and whatnot. So, I mean, where's all that discussion? No, we just want to keep attacking Israel.
Well, sure. And I think, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned Kamala Harris, because she said it's time to be tougher, and that also we have to really intensify our efforts for a long-term peace solution and, get this, the two-state solution. And I don't know if she's getting the memos that Hamas, none of these terror groups want an
a two-state solution. Yeah. A two-state solution is a solution, not a good one. But that would mean that the Palestinians would have to shut up and go live, sit in a corner and be nice for the rest of their lives. They're not about to do that. They don't ever want to do that.
But again, why, you know, it boggles my mind why Kamala Harris thinks that this sounds like statesman, you know, or statesperson-like in that sense.
It's a vogue thing to say. Yeah. You know, we want to be sympathetic to the Palestinians. We want to be sympathetic to the Palestinian Authority. And Jake Sullivan also, too, after he meets with Netanyahu, is going to meet with Mahmoud Abbas. And he himself is the one that has turned down a two-state solution more than once. So, I mean, just shut up, people. I mean, these... God.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty intense. Let's hit the telephone line here real quick. I think we have time before we get done with the first segment here. But let's listen to say hello to Rick in Tampa. Good morning, Rick. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, y'all. How have you been?
Real good.
Good. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to tell you that we are spending a lot of money in Ukraine, and it's very possible that Zelensky's got the goods on our president and all that, and all that can be dealt with later. We have accomplished a major goal in Ukraine by depleting Russia's army. He's on the wall, man. He'll last a few years longer, maybe, but he's on his way out. The Russians aren't going to tolerate him much longer. But all that being said, we can't just quit on Ukraine now, as much as I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
We need to continue, but we need to act decisively again. You know, we're bitch slapping this guy, and we need to attack him. He needs to be dealt with. Give the Ukrainians something to fight in the skies with.
Right, the air and power. That's right. Yeah, you're right about that.
Air power. That's the missing ingredient. And as soon as that happens, you're going to bring him. He's got prisoners and conscripts. Mm-hmm. He's got young men sneaking out of the country to keep from being drafted into his army.
That's right.
He's got, there's no motivation. They're not trained. They're not trained.
They're not trained. They get 2 days worth of training.
Yeah, 2 days.
The hook. If we let him off the hook, then he has a victory. And once he needs to come to the table and make that, bend his knee.
Yeah.
To reason.
Yeah. Well, Rick in Tampa. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, we're going to head out here to the break. We're going to hear the music start to come up here in a moment. But thanks for the call very much, Rick. We appreciate it. Have a great morning, sir.
Okay. I got one other thing. I need Jesus Just Left Chicago and Wait. But you got to, if you play that one for me, you got to start with Waiting for the Bus.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Rick. Take care. Have a great day. Great morning. Bye. All right. Denise, stay right there. We'll talk more about Ukraine and Putin and Israel and everything when we come back. And we're going to come right back. It's going to be super fast. You'll see. I promise. It'll be super fast. We'll come right back. We got another caller holding as well. We got a lot going on. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
And we are rocking around the Christmas tree this morning. Well, because it's the Friday edition, so, you know, we can kind of break loose a little bit, have a little bit of fun, and do a little rocking around the Christmas tree. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine this morning. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, right when we started talking this morning, I saw this in my notes here, which we'll be mentioning later on as well, but a Michigan Islamic scholar is calling on Western Muslims to embrace the idea of jihad. So you pair that with the notion that we have an elevated risk right now of a what the former FBI official calls a catastrophic terror attack possibility. And then you've got people are actually saying, okay, all right, young people, all right, you know, people in this country, Muslims in this country, you've got to start embracing jihad. I mean, that sounds pretty scary.
Nihad Awad, who is one of the leaders of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, pretty much is saying the same thing. And Senator Bob Casey, by the way, a Democrat in Pennsylvania, has come out and praised Nihad Awad previously in the CARE operation. So,
yeah, now then, and this is the same guy who the other day, and I think the White House kind of broke ties at that point.
Yeah, maybe kind of, sort of, you think?
Yeah, no kidding.
No.
Well, because he was saying Israel does not have the right to defend itself because they are the occupier, and it was A-OK on October 7th to cross over the border and start making war against the occupier, basically.
And there was a time that we arrested people here in the United States for providing material support, whatever that was back then, but for Al-Qaeda, and Islamic State, because both of them had been, you know, are on the terror watch list, or are listed as terrorist organizations. Well, in the United States, so is Hamas. So where are all these arrests of giving material support in the wide definition of that for Hamas?
That's a very good question. I think the root of that answer probably lies in the fact that we've got the Biden administration, right? That they're just not pushing
it. And there are Palestinian, you know, serious, not PA members, but PLO members, Palestinian members, on the White House payroll today as we speak.
Well, you're right about that. And just parenthetically, that reminds me of, you've got these White House interns or White House staffers that want to have, is it that they want to have some kind of protest or rally or something?
Yeah, I mean, you've got one that's sitting on the National Security Council.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, if this was a movie, I mean, you'd be saying, okay, it's getting worse now. I mean, this is where it's really going to take a turn. But talk about being fractured, yeah.
And let's flip the script back to Ukraine here for a second. Because in 1994, the United States, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Russia, and the United Kingdom all signed an agreement called the Budapest Agreement. And let me just tell you, there are six specific things in this agreement. But number one, the signatories of this agreement respect the independence and sovereignty of existing borders for Ukraine. Existing borders. Number two, refrain from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence, and undertake that none of their weapons shall ever be used against these countries, except in the cases of self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, not only is Belarus and Russia in violation of this, their signature to the Budapest Agreement, or called Memorandum, but I would argue that the United States is, because, you know, the national security apparatus knew this was coming, and you remember Biden called it a minor incursion, and he did nothing.
Right, yeah.
He slow-walked all the support and is still walking the support today. It comes out that we've given Ukraine this, we've given Ukraine that, we've given it this, and we've given it that, and other blah, 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 seven or eight times. Well, half the stuff hasn't even been delivered yet.
Indeed. Indeed. And so, you know, in other words, you need to be able to pack a wall up in order to get this thing actually done. Otherwise, it just drags on. I'll tell you what, let's head to the phone lines. We got Backgammon Bob, who's been waiting patiently. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. Do you have a question for Denise this morning? Backgammon Bob. And okay, well, we'll try and come back to Backgammon Bob here in a second then. Well, again, see, that's the thing. And, you know, and what Rick in Tampa had mentioned as well, you know, what do you think, is there any possibility that what we're seeing here, you know, because we've had a couple of callers raise this specter of, you know, what's going on with Ukraine and the Bidens and constantly getting all this aid other than to try to deplete the Russian army and so forth. Is there any untoward thing happening there?
It's only about escalation. This administration is using escalation, and again, they used it this week. You know, if we do certain things, it'll escalate the United States and the West into a military conflict with Russia. I would argue that if you could use the full force of all the tactics, not military force, but all of the tactics, including propaganda, including cyber, against Russia, Russia would go away and sit in a corner. And so would Iran, for that matter.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up as well, because obviously the more that Iran gains confidence and feels that this administration, or if any American administration acted the way the Biden administration's acting, it just empowers these bad actors. and they feel like, hey, well, we can just get away with it because they're not really going to go to the wall on this.
We never would have had to have earmarked or pledged or spent the kind of money on Ukraine that is out there. Some people are saying it's, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars here at this point. We would never have to have spent it if the Biden administration, well, let me go back. If the Obama administration, which included Biden, had done the right thing on Crimea.
Bingo. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right, because that was much more than a minor incursion.
And remember, all those sanctions, we're putting sanctions on the Russia this, the Russia that, blah, 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 they're all deterrents. Putin hadn't been deterred on anything.
Well, exactly right, and that set the stage.
And they're skating almost every single one of these sanctions, because if you go take a look at Romania and you go take a look at Armenia, you will see how much stuff is that's sanctioned is actually getting into Russia by other borders. Well, I mean, it's amazing.
It's a workaround, basically. Yeah.
Absolutely, it's a workaround. Yeah. Thousands and thousands of brand new cars. They're all a little more expensive because they got to go through some other channels here. But you know what? Cars and clothing and food and this and that, it's all still going to Russia.
Well, you know, I think this kind of begs the question, because we're looking at these powers like Russia and what Iran is doing in terms of its support for Hamas and so forth. But, of course, despite what might be happening economically in China, is Beijing looking at this whole situation and saying, even though we're not feeling great financially right now, maybe we should do something? Because, you know, while Biden is president, kind of a thing. In other words, use it or lose it, or do you think that they're going to, you know, sort of tamp down because they have these different issues that they're already dealing with over in
Hong
Beijing?
Kong essentially fell in violation of that agreement, which I think was a 99-year agreement, with Beijing. Hong Kong fell back to Beijing without even so much as a bullet.
That's right. Exactly right. But in terms of going after Taiwan, you know, are they going to kind of hold back? Or do you think that they look at it?
I don't think they're not holding back now. Mm-hmm. China's got operatives here in the United States, and look what they're doing to the United States, stealing from us.
Indeed.
So don't think. And Russia has got operatives all over the Middle East and in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Wagner Group. Okay?
Exactly.
And Latin America.
I tell you what. And in Latin America too. Exactly. Stay right there, Denise. Back, Em and Bob. You stay there right as well. We'll come right back after this short break. And we've got a lot more to talk about.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Israel to exercise greater caution in its attacks on Hamas.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
His remarks follow a recent comment to donors where he expressed concern about Israel's indiscriminate bombing and noted a decline in global support for Israel.
The ongoing conflict has drawn widespread criticism due to a rising number of civilian casualties. Senators are set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Originally slated for a holiday recess at the end of this week, lawmakers have opted to remain in town to advance negotiations and reach a deal before the year's end. The date for demolition has been set for the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Santa baby, the stable under the tree for me. In an awful good girl, Santa baby, I'm hurrying down the chimney tonight.
All right, well, we're hurrying into the bottom of the hour segment here. Welcome back to the program, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, of course, Kyle Warren with you. And we've got Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And don't forget, head over to founderscode.com. Check out all the great articles that Denise has, the other materials that she has there as well. And once again, welcome back, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, first of all...
Let me start something here. Yeah. You just played a thing for SRN News that said that the Houthis had set off a projectile towards a cargo ship in the Red Sea, and right, that it missed it. Well, I'm not so sure that it missed it, because there's a cargo ship that is on fire. So,
that's really relevant, because there was a story earlier today or yesterday, depending on your time zone here, talking about how the U.S. is warning the Houthi rebels in Yemen to stop attacking in the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And so,
a strongly worded letter.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sternly. I mean, strongly object, you know, to them doing that. Doesn't carry any water, does it?
None. So, you know what I would do? I'd be picking up the phone and I'd be calling the royalty of the Saudi kingdom and say, look, if you're not going to do anything else, we've sent you all, you've bought and sent you all kinds of weapons. You've got fighter jets, you got this and that. You go deal with the Houthis and deal with them now.
Yeah, or else.
And put it on Saudi. Let them fix it. You know, we can't be the police everywhere, although it almost looks like we have to be, but we're not.
Right.
So the Houthis been attacking Saudi Arabia for years. tell them to deal with it.
Indeed. Well, let's try one more time here. We're back, Ann and Bob has been holding on there. Back, Ann and Bob, are you there? And are you on with Denise? All right, back, Ann and Bob, one more time. I don't know, maybe he put the phone down or something. So, all right, well, you know, Denise, I did have one other question for you. This is off the topic of the Middle East and so forth. But in Michigan, evidently, there was a Michigan Court of Appeals that ruled that Trump can remain on the GOP primary ballot. They sort of specifically worded their finding to say, we're talking about the primary ballot. There's no prohibition because those who are bringing this lawsuit are claiming the Section 3 of 14th Amendment to try to disqualify Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So they have sort of a targeted finding here. But ultimately, does this continue to, I mean, does this have any weight to it moving into the general election?
Well, I mean, you got to have a primary, I would argue, before you have the general election.
Well, right. But the idea is they're saying there's nothing that we can do in this. In other words, the court is saying this doesn't apply to the primary because we're not talking about the presidential election.
Correct.
But so they kind of left it limited like that. Of course, the people who are bringing this lawsuit, they're going to bring this kind of stuff back. But
they're not the only state that this has happened. I think there's been two or three other states that this has happened too. And every single time the court has ruled that he can stay on the ballot.
Right, exactly. So a lot of this it goes beyond a nuisance, but they are trying to create this public perception as well that Trump did an insurrection and therefore, you know, and this was back, by the way, didn't all this come about because after the Civil War, this was a way of dealing with some of that?
I don't know. I'm not too sure about that, but I can say this. This is kind of a dress rehearsal for what I would argue will be, which if Trump becomes president, will be an immediate impeachment. This is a dress rehearsal. They're doing everything they can to destroy him before he even gets there. And once he gets there, don't you think that he's going to be impeached almost immediately into his term? The answer is yes. They're not going to stop. They're just not going to stop.
Well, that's right. And, of course, that's predicated on the idea that you'll have enough votes in the House, number one, to do it. And that brings this up because we now know there's a couple more representatives, I think at least one Republican, another Democrat. They're not going to be running for reelection. So this mix in the House is not necessarily set in stone in terms of the Republicans keeping it. And, of course, it's very far off to the next election, obviously. But these kinds of things can add up. I mean, right now we got talk about having a razor-thin margin in the House.
Into the general election, they are. I mean, McHenry is already leaving. He's not running for re-election. McCarthy gave his farewell speech last night on the House floor because he's out of there. So, yeah. But so the concentration is the tough races that are necessarily going on for the House, the Congress, on the House side, to see if they can get, you know, create another red wave, if there could be one.
Yeah, and we saw what happened the last time there was supposed to be a red wave. Well, and of course, a lot of that has to do with coattails and the state of affairs in the nation and if Trump is the nominee and whether or not he's able to get a lot of that momentum going, that would probably hopefully propel a GOP-led House and hopefully a GOP-led Senate. That's the only way Trump really survives in the sense of not being impeached in the first day.
That's if he can hold on to the independent vote. But if there's any convictions to Trump, those independents are not going to vote for him.
Right. Right, exactly. So this is, and again, he can try to parlay that. He's being somewhat successful in doing that right now, saying, look, this is all politically motivated. And but I think you're right. Talk about razor thin. You know, I don't think he can afford to lose really much of anything because, let's face it, there's some people out there who just won't vote for Donald Trump, and they just made up their mind.
and based on, you know, what happens with any of these cases between New York, Georgia, and Florida, you know, if the independents are going to bail on him if there are convictions. So, you know, that's the reason that you've got DeSantis and Haley still in the race.
Mm-hmm. They're sort of waiting to see.
Well, what other choice is there? You know, because Trump can't win without the independent vote. Period.
Do you think there's any possibility Trump picks one of them as a possible running mate?
No. No.
Too much bad blood in that sense?
Well, they don't want it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I couldn't see them really wanting to do it.
It'd be too much being
in their shadow and that
kind
of stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Precisely right. They don't want it.
Well, and of course, that means he's got to sort of go outside of who we're looking at these days or who's sort of on the radar. Before he went and got Mike Pence, a governor, I wonder if he'll do the same kind of thing or if he'll try to find someone else with a little bit more political oomph, or would he go with somebody like the governor of North Dakota, that kind of thing?
I don't know. I think Carrie Lake is still probably on his short list.
Really? Well, again, because she might pack a larger political punch in that sense of being more more of a lightning rod. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, before we go to break or the end this thing, I want to announce that there was a sizable explosion at Con Ed's substation in Astoria in Queens. So New York was plunged into, parts of New York were actually plunged into darkness. A major fire. The New York Fire Department is working overtime trying to get people that are trapped in dark elevators and wherever they are rescued. So,
So that's
Big Apple in New Jersey.
And that brings up the specter again. We're just talking about the idea of having other attacks. And with all this going on, they're going to have to, obviously they'll try to rule that out if possible. But you think about it almost immediately when you hear a story like that. This is a big, breaking news. Yeah.
And I do. And you know, would they ever come clean on what caused this fire / explosion? I mean, because they say that there was a huge blue flash light that illuminated in the skyline.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep updating on this. But thanks for telling us about that as well this morning, Denise. But thanks again. We're going to head out to break, and you have yourself a great morning. We'll talk to you on the weekend edition.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. And we're going to come right back. We're going to talk with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Talk some economy, some money, and everything else. Stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, if you might have a question or a comment, something to say, of course, to our next guest, Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street, my friends, and watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. You can also hear Chris. You hear him various times throughout the week during the different breaks and so forth right here on AM 860. And you also hear him for his program at 5 a.m. Eastern Time Saturdays and 5 p.m. Eastern Time Sundays right here on AM 860, The Answer. So without further ado, let's say good morning, of course, to our good friend Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, it's bright and early, and there's plenty to talk about, certainly with the economy. You know, one of the things that I saw earlier today, and I made a note to ask you about, was the according to David Rosenberg, a well-known economist, I understand, he's saying that the Fed is signaling that stocks are overvalued and a recession is almost certain. Now, this kind of goes against the idea that, you know, we heard yesterday, you had a lot of people saying, well, no, the recession may not be here at all, but I don't know who to believe sometimes. What do you make of this statement?
So you don't need to. Well, you know, what's the point of actually trying to guess when the next recession is going to come? They're first and foremost, they're few and far between when they come. And, you know, trying to time them is, you know, kind of inane. And it took the National Bureau of Economic Research, took them over a year to call the Great Recession. So normally once they call a recession, we're already out of a recession. So, you know, all this recession talk and slowdowns, yeah, they happen. But, you know, I guess it matters if you are a trader, a short-term trader. But if you're a good company buyer, you know, you continue to do what you're doing. And you're not preoccupied with nonsense like this. So, again, I wouldn't bear much in mind in regards to all these pundits that plan to know exactly what's going to happen next. I mean, we got a great track record of calling a lot at my firm, but it doesn't change my overarching investment philosophy and what we do with our clients.
Well, indeed. And see, that's, you know, because you're taking a look at the actual things that are happening with these companies. And you're right. I mean, if you follow the financial news every day, it seems like it's almost schizophrenic. It's like I just said. I mean, yesterday people say, no, it's soft landing, no problem, no recession. And then you get somebody who said, no, wait a minute. No, huge recession, you know, coming. And you almost don't know who to believe. But something else we saw today earlier, and that is that in terms of real estate, home real estate, basically, housing, there's one real estate investor saying that it looks like there's going to be a large correction, probably the largest that we've seen in a very, very long time. What do you make of that?
What am I going to make of it? I mean, it's one person's opinion. I could care less. I'm trying to, because some guy comes out and says we could have, you know, that's what makes the market, quite frankly. I mean, and this is what people fail to understand. Stocks and what are they, not casino chips. For every buyer out there, somebody is selling at that same point in time. What if there is a correct? What is a correction? Correction's the 10% move to the downside. Could we have one? Absolutely. So what? Again, if you are, you know, you're a smart investor and you're paying yourself every single month, you take advantage of dips that are out there. And when markets are off like they are right now, you're taking a look at your portfolio and you're saying, hey, what might be a little bit overvalued? What assets can I rotate into something else? You handle things that way and you're consistent in what you do, you're going to be successful.
Well, also in terms of the commercial real estate sector, we're also hearing that, obviously there's been some problems that have been building over time in the commercial real estate sector, not only because of COVID, people, you know, working from home, having the trouble of getting people back to the office. We're not going to see these office buildings, I think, full the way that they used to be prior to the pandemic, because the technology has changed and the expectations have changed. The way people do work has changed. But in terms of having issues, it looks like the Financial Stability Oversight Council on Thursday released a report and said that commercial real estate might be one of the first on the lists for financial risks to the U.S. economy, because in some ways we'll see some of these owners whoever owns them, not just individual owners, but real estate investment trusts and so forth, if they can't pay the mortgage on these buildings, well, that has a huge impact.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's been happening for some time, though. I mean, that's the irregular occurrence nowadays. I mean, again, you take a look at, whether or not you're going to even bring people back into some of these spots, and I got to also take a look at, you know, what people are willing to pay based upon walking traffic in many of these areas. I talked about this story last week, Macy's buyout there of the stock, and the private equity firm was doing it is mostly it's a real estate company, and they're taking a look at, you know, buying Macy's out because they're going to probably want to redevelop and shut down many of their stores because of their real estate assets. Because there's no need for a lot of this physical space anymore. You take a look at the Herald Square, Macy's, I want everybody talks about Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You know, that building is the size of a city block. And it's probably not necessary. They could probably, you know, redevelop that into something else. You know, it's going to be a big reimagining of a lot of urban cores and a lot of, you know, malls. They're still doing that around the country that are just not going to be able to make it at this point in time. And that's, you know, it's a reality of the terrain.
Well, exactly right. And we're seeing examples all around us of redevelopments. And, you know, as you said, they're just not necessary anymore. Some of these big square footage stores, even in my area, I think I mentioned this once or twice, you know, they're bulldozing those things and they're going to be putting up apartments, which is, you know, the next best thing, I expect, to be able to get income. But also when we take a look at the oil markets, we understand that the oil markets are going to start shying away from China in terms of demand, but India looks like it's going to be the one that's going to start taking up a lot of this demand on the global oil market. And is that because China is having so many economic problems and they're all told in China?
Well, China's their problems are running very, very deep when it comes to their real estate issues. They've got demographic issues, you know, within the next, you know, the next 50, 60 years, maybe a little bit longer out. I mean, their population is supposed to drop to 800 million, which is a major change for that country. So they've got a lot that they have to work through at this point in time. And a lot, and again, this is on Xi Jinping, and this is on his party's control and what he decided to do. You know, will he, you know, pivot from this? I don't know. You know, they could get back to a growth stage, but they get back to what they were doing. In the same sense, you know, Mao Zedong pivoted from his the Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution by, you know, opening up with Nixon and changing the direction of the country. I don't know if Xi Jinping is going to do that. We're already seeing, you know, many other companies out there, diversifying their supply chains. Apple may, you know, announcing the amount of phones that they're going to be making in India is going up, and other, you know, countries' investment is just down there because people just don't see it as a worthy place to be investing in based upon the current climate. And at some point in time, there's going to be major pushback against the ruling party.
Yeah, one might think, and because that kind of system can't go on forever. They're in charge, there's no doubt, but over time, I think you're right, it deteriorates, and hopefully we'll see that sooner than later, because in any form of oppression or where people have to live under that kind of state rule, it's not good for anybody ultimately. But Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Thanks again. We're going to talk to you again on Monday. I hope that you have a really great weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And folks, when we come back after your top of the hour news this morning, we're going to be back with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, author of the book, Nullification. And I think we're going to have a pretty good conversation this morning. So be sure to stick around for hour number 4 of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.